And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. And his wife was barren, and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman, and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren, and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive, and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and need not eat any unclean. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, A man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like unto the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told me his name. But he said unto me, Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now drink no wine, nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband and said unto him, Behold, the man hath appeared unto me that came unto me the other day. And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man. And said unto him, Art thou the man that spakest unto the woman? He said, I am. And Manoah said, Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, or eat anything unclean. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread, and if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? And in the margin that said, Wonderful. Secret means wonderful. So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord, and the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on it, and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and his wife than Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, We shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hand. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would us at this time have told us such things as this. And the woman bare a son, called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Noah read a lot of scripture, but now I'm going to try to get through this pretty quick. I said, you know, this using still Old Testament pictures of Christ. Samson being born here, first thing about Samson was his birth was a miracle. His birth was a miracle. His mother was barren. God gave him to her. And our Lord Jesus Christ's birth, an angel came and foretold his birth. And our Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. And his mother was barren, and he had his, that was her first son. Samson's birth, secondly, was foretold of an angel of the Lord. And an angel of the Lord came and told Mary that she was going to bear a son. And you know, and they told him what to name this child, and that's the way it was with Christ. You, this is what you shall name him. And Samson was sanctified from his womb, a Nazarite. That means that he's separated and he's sanctified, and he's not supposed to cut his hair, drink any wine, drink anything from the grape. And there's I talk about the Nazarite here a little bit, but our Lord Jesus Christ was separated by God his Father from eternity and sent into this world to save sinners. And he was holy before he ever entered that womb. He was holy while he was in that womb, and he is holy when he came forth from that womb. He is God's blessed Son. And Samson was a mighty man, strong man, mighty man, and destroyed the enemy, destroyed the Philistines, and saved Israel. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ, Samson is just he's a weakling compared to our Lord Jesus Christ and his might and his power and his glory. And how many, he just saved Israel. Christ saved all of his elect. He saved his spiritual Israel. And this whole chapter in God's words given to the appearance of this angel of the Lord to Samson's father and mother, and how they reacted to that. How they reacted to that. Now we'll just go quickly back down through here and just make a few comments and say, show you what they said. The first verse says the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And that's what you know, they've been doing this from the beginning. They murmured all the way through the wilderness. And you know, only two people that originally left Egypt went into the promised land. Only two of the originals that left. That was Joshua and Caleb. All the rest of them died. But these people, they were idolaters. They were guilty of this awful sin. And God gave them into the hands of their enemies for 40 long years. Well, here comes the angel of the Lord. Appeared unto Manoah's wife. They was of the tribe of Dan. And Jacob said this, that Dan would be the judge of Israel. Be the judge over Israel. And they come from the tribe of Dan. She was barren. She couldn't bear a child at all. And he told, said, you're going to have not only a son, but you're going to have a special son. A special son. And he was going to be a Nazarite from the womb, and you would never, he'd never have his hair cut. And he would be the mighty one, the judge that would deliver Israel from all the hands of the Philistines. Now, a Nazarite, and you can look at this up in Numbers chapter 6, a Nazarite is a person who takes a vow on themselves that they're not going to cut their hair, they're not going to drink any wine or take anything from the grape. And they can do that for a year or 2 years or 5 years. And then when they do go and take that vow off of them, they go and they have to offer special sacrifices to go through rituals and ceremonies and then cut all their hair off. And at the tabernacle door, cut all the hair off, and then they take that hair and they burn it with their sacrifices. Well, Nazarite, he's going to be one from his mother's womb. He's never going to have his hair cut. Not going to have his hair cut. And you know that happened to Paul the Apostle. He went in with some men who were having a vow on them, and it was a Nazarite vow. And he went with them in to shave their heads. And that's when he got put in jail and got in a lot of trouble from then on. But that's what happened. And I tell you what, now look down here again. It says, Manoah's wife run and told her husband. We'll have to go through the verses again. I read them to you. But there in 6 through 8 said, Manoah's wife told her husband, said, listen, you know what I seen? There was a man of God. He's terrible in sight. Scared me. She said, I'm listening. And he told me that I was going to have a son. That I was going to have a baby. I was going to have not only a son, but a special son. He'd be the deliverer of Israel, and that he's going to be a Nazarite from his mother's womb. Well, Manoah in verse 8, he said, Lord, send this man back. Send this man back. He began to pray, let me see this man. Let me hear this man. And you notice it says a man. An angel of the Lord, that's the man. And when they asked him who he was, he said, are you that man that came and told my wife these things? You know what he said? I am. You know who always said, I am? So here he comes, and oh my, he prayed, and then the Lord sent him. The Lord sent a man back. He sent the angel of the Lord back. And oh my, God hearkened, it said in verse 9, to the voice of Manoah. The angel of God came again, not to Manoah, but to his wife. Manoah's not going to have a child, but his wife is the one who got the promise. And I tell you what, so there they are. And he's concerned about this. And that woman ran and she said, listen, told her husband, said, that man that appeared to me before, he's here now. Old Manoah runs just as hard as he can go. He said, I won't see this man. And then he began to talk to this man. And I tell you, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And this, no doubt, is the Lord Jesus Christ, because he said, I am. And our Lord Jesus appeared oftentimes in the Old Testament. I mean, he appeared oftentimes. I mean, you look at what happened there in the door of Abraham's tent, where the Lord Jesus Christ was there. And Abraham worshipped him and gave him bread and wine. And when Melchizedek met Abraham, and Abraham took bread and wine from Melchizedek, that was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, beloved, and our Lord Jesus appeared unto Jacob. Jacob said, what is your name? My name don't matter. Me changing your name and your nature is what's going to matter. And I tell you what, and then they asked him, said, what is your name? You know, he asked him, what is his name there in verse 18? And look what he said, it's secret. What's secret? That's wonderful. Who else has got a name called wonderful? Thou shalt call his name wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God. And I tell you, you know, in our Lord Jesus, his name was secret. It was wonderful. And you know, and oftentimes when you go through the scriptures, angels are asked to appear and identify themselves. And when you know, there's two angels that appeared, and they were named. Gabriel, when he came to Mary, he said, Gabriel, he told Mary, he said, I've come from God. I've come from God. My name is Gabriel. And told her everything that was going to happen to her, and when it was going to happen, and how it was going to happen, and what he's going to name him. And then the next time you hear an angel's name mentioned is over in the book of Daniel, where it says, you know, that Daniel, that Michael, the archangel, withstood Satan. Because Satan was looking for the place where Moses was buried, and that angel withstood him, Michael the archangel, the prince, a prince of God, withstood him to his face and said, you're not going to find his grave. He stood toe-to-toe with Satan. And that could not have been anybody else than the Lord Jesus Christ. Michael, he's called that prince of God. And so, angels oftentimes was asked their name, and oftentimes they was met by the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, there was an angel of the Lord with Abraham. And I tell you what, an angel wrestled with Jacob, and it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I look down here in verse 15. Now Manoah asked him, said, would you let us detain you? I pray thee, let us detain you. And he, you know, and till we have made ready a kid for you. We're going to offer a sacrifice to you. We're going to offer a sacrifice to you. Huh? You know what this angel answered to him? And the angel of the Lord said this. He says, though thou detain me, I'm going to stay here. I will not eat your bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, you must offer it unto the Lord. Now, when you offer an offering here, it's got to be unto the Lord. And this is the same thing. And he said, and Manoah knew not that he was an angel of God. Now, that's the same identical thing that happened with that rich young ruler. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and here's the first thing out of his mouth. Good Master! What must I do to inherit eternal life? You know what our Lord said to him? Why in the world would you call me good? God, none is good but God. Either I'm just a master to you and a man to you, or I'm God. One or the other. You come wanting to know where eternal life's at, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. And that's the same thing happened here. He said, either you're going to offer a sacrifice to the Lord, and I'm not, you know, or you don't offer it to me. And you know, and what he was saying was, if you offer it to a creature, then you're robbing God of his glory. So he was saying was that, yes, I'll take the offering, because I am who I am. I'm the Son of God, I'm the Lord of glory, and I've come here to say something to you, and that's why I said you offer a sacrifice unto the Lord. Did he offer a sacrifice? He did. Oh my. You know, he prayed and didn't believe that God answered when this man came back. And if Manoah had to offer war to that one, he was just a man, and that's all he thought he was. He would have been honoring the creature instead of the Creator. And so that's why he said, you got to offer to the Lord. So Manoah, look what it says here now. In verse 19. And he said in verse 17, what is thy name that when we may give honor to you? Oh, you don't need to know my name. It's secret. It's wonderful. And so Manoah took a kid, verse 19, with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. Do you see that? Now watch what happens here. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on. And you know what they did? They fell on their faces. Oh my. Oh. Whoever ascended to heaven but our Lord Jesus Christ. But oh my, get ahead of myself. And as that flame of smoke rose up, that angel of the Lord ascended up in that flame of fire. And oh, they said, this is indeed. Verse 21, that Noah knew that this was indeed an angel of the Lord. And his wife, they said, now listen to what he says here now. In verse 22, and Manoah said to his wife, we're going to surely die because we've seen God face to face. You remember what Moses, God said to Moses when Moses said, I want to see your glory. God said, Moses, no man can see me and live. No man can see me and live. But he said, there's a rock right over here by me. And he said, I'll put you in that rock, and then I'll put my hand over you. And you can't even see, all I'm going to show you is my back parts, because you couldn't stand to see me like I am. He put his hand over it. And that's what he said. And we've seen God face to face, and we're going to die. And that's what God said. You can't see me face to face. And had to put him in that rock and put his hand over it. But now listen to Manoah's answer. You talk about the gospel. Look at Manoah's wife's answer and the wisdom and faith that she has. She encouraged her. She encouraged her husband with a threefold argument. And I believe they'll help us. And Manoah said there in verse 22, we shall surely die because we've seen God. But his wife said unto him, here's her first argument, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received that offering. You know, and this is the way she addressed God. If He were pleased to kill us, He would not have received that offering. And I tell you what, they offered that burnt offering. And the Lord was pleased to show this and approve His acceptance by ascending in the very flame of that sacrifice. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ, God's blessed Lamb and our Lamb, was offered on Calvary's tree, but the fire of God fell on Him, and instead of the flame going up, He consumed that flame of God. That fire of God, and by faith, we look to Him, the Lamb of God, and Him alone. I was talking to a preacher today, and he's talking about some man that says, you know, said you, repentance is you turn from your sin and you turn to God. Well, let me tell you something. If you got what you do is you turn from yourself and you turn to God. But I tell you what, if you have to turn from any one sin, what sin is it that you're going to have to turn from to get to Christ? Don't put anything between us and Christ. Don't put a turning. Don't put any obstacle that says you've got to do this before you can come to Christ. Christ comes to you, and He makes you willing. And how can you turn from sin that Christ has already put away, and He says we're dead to sin and we don't continue no longer therein, and sin don't have dominion over us? I ain't going to tell you to turn from nothing to turn to God. I'm just going to tell you, trust Christ and Him alone. Don't let nothing get between you and Christ. Nothing. They say, oh, nothing. I mean, I tell you what, if there's a hair's breadth that you can't even see, a hair's breadth between you and Christ, you'll miss Him. You miss Him. I'm not, listen. And if the Lord, here's just what I'm telling you. They would say, if He's going to kill us, He wouldn't accept this burnt offering. If God was going to kill us, the Lord loved the church and He gave Himself from the church. Now how in the world is it possible for us to die if Christ died? And if He bore our sin, is He going to come back and require it at our hand? No. And that's the same argument she had. If He's going to kill us, He wouldn't accept the offer. If God was going to kill us, He wouldn't accept Christ. Huh? And the Lord Jesus Himself is our sacrifice. Not only did He die, but after He was buried, after that cross, guess what He did? He ascended to God's right hand. Sit that down. Would God destroy us or kill us after He's already sacrificed His Son for us? Huh? Here's the second thing she said. I got to hurry on here. Look at the second thing she said. If He were pleased to kill us, He would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Now this is the second thing she said. If He intended to kill us, would He have showed us all these things? Oh, she said, would He have showed us all these things, told us about us going to have a son, and He's going to be a Nazarite, and it would be a special son, that He's going to be miraculously born? And He showed Himself in two appearances, first to her, and then secondly to her and Manoah. And when He offered that sacrifice, He identified with that sacrifice and went up with that sacrifice. Well, if God revealed Himself to us in His blessed Son, is it possible that He would come and not accept us? If He's already, and we see He revealed Himself to the sons of Adam in the person of His blessed Son. And He's shown us, this is what I love about the gospel, He has shown us how He can be just. I love this about God, that God stays God, stays just and righteous and holy. And then turns around and justifies the ungodly. How? By the sacrifice of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He revealed to us the way of salvation and peace through the offering and the obedience and the death and the blood of His blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if He didn't purpose to save a people, why in the world would He reveal Christ to us? And then there's the third thing she showed to Him. Oh, this is such a blessing to me. The second thing. Third thing. And the woman said, if He were pleased to kill us, would He not have said, we're going to die? He said, oh, no, we're not going to die. He's not going to kill us. If He had, He wouldn't receive the burnt offering and the meat offering in our hands. Neither would He reveal these things to us and show us these things. And look what else He said. And told us such things as these. told us that, listen, you're going to have a son. And you know what this son's going to do? He's going to save us from our enemies. That's what He's going to do. He's going to save us from our enemies. And then you know what else He told us about our son? He's going to be dedicated to God's service from the womb until He dies. And you know what the foundation of our faith is? We believe the promises of God in His blessed Son. What does He tell us about His Son? He told us about Him. Abraham, the Scripture said, Abraham was strong in faith, living glory to God, persuaded that what He had promised, He is able also to perform. Oh my. And this is one thing we cannot do. God help us never to do this. Don't believe our feelings. Don't reason things out. Just believe God. God told us a Savior was coming in the Old Testament. He made a promise to Abraham and to David and to Jacob and to Isaac. Will He come to the womb of a virgin? And then our Lord Jesus Christ, time and time again, He said, I'm coming again. I'm coming again. When they stood and watched Him ascend up to heaven in Acts chapter 1, He said, as He went up, those two angels looked at all the disciples standing around watching Him go up and said, you men of Israel, why stand you gazing up? Said, this same Jesus that went up like that, He's going to come back the same way. And oh my. And I tell you what, He was coming, He has come, and He's coming again. And all He said, we've seen God and we're going to die. His wife said, no, we're not. If He was going to kill us, He wouldn't have, first of all, received the offering. Secondly, He wouldn't have showed us all these things. And thirdly, He wouldn't have told us all these wonderful things. So everything that she said, that's what we believe. Amen. Our Father, oh blessed, blessed Savior, thank You for allowing us to meet here tonight to deal with Your Word, to deal with it as it is. And Lord, we thank You. Oh, we thank You that because You slew Your Son and we died with Him, and when He died, we died. When He rose, we arose. When He ascended, we ascended. And so, oh Lord Jesus, You'd never come back. Never come back. And oh Father, never come back and require anything at our hands. And we have seen God only by faith in Thy Lord Jesus Christ. But one of these days, by Your blessed grace, we'll see Him as He is. And we'll be made like He is. And we'll see face to face. Oh Lord, what a day. What a day. We look forward to that day. God bless You, dear people. all the folks that our hearts are heavy for, please be merciful and gracious. For Christ's sake, amen. Amen. He's the Savior of my soul. Jesus, my Jesus, He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of my soul. Jesus, 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 He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of my soul.